This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com welcoming you back to Economics 101. And today I'm honored to be joined on the line by Bill Murphy, the chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee at GATA.org. Bill Murphy, thank you so much for joining me on the line today.
Great to be here, James. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, let's start by talking a little bit about what the Gold Antitrust Action Committee is. And as I'm sure my listeners and viewers are aware, as the name implies, this is a committee that's dedicated to exposing the manipulation that occurs in the gold market, I believe, to keep the gold price suppressed. But perhaps you can fill us in on the details of that and what kind of collusion you've found is taking place in the gold market.
Well, we were formed by myself and Chris Powell, Secretary Treasurer and editor of the Daily Newspaper, in January of 1999 to expose the manipulation of the price of gold and silver, too. Initially, we realized that we thought it was just the bullion banks like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and so on. But as time went by, another year or so, we realized that the government was very much involved, and that included the Fed, Federal Reserve, the Treasury, the Bank for International Settlements, the IMF, and so on. And it's been quite pervasive, and of course, gold's been fixed and rigged many times over the last 80, 90 years, or at least since at least the last 80 years. It's no change now, except it's being done surreptitiously.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the mechanism by which that's done, and who you believe is behind this.
Well, yeah, Goldman Sachs used to be the ringleader, but all of a sudden we can't find them around anymore. But it's the bullion banks and along with the government. And it's very simple, actually, in the way they do it, although some of the details are complicated, is that the bullion banks will borrow gold from the central banks and in a clandestine fashion feed it into the marketplace. And then in the meantime, their derivative traders, right now the big ones, are with high concentrations in short position gold and silver, HSBC, a bank, and J.P. Morgan Chase. And what they'll do is they'll do it in concerted action, go after the futures market and go after the longs in the market, and to flush them out. And they've been, even recently, we've had just straight down moves. And markets just don't trade like that all the time. I mean, if you look at the gold market and silver market, they just look like waterfalls. And we know for a fact that this is being done because we exposed this at the CFTC hearing on March 25th, in which a whistleblower, Andrew McGuire, had been in contact with the CFTC since last November, and this was on, as I said, March 25th of this year, and he told them when they were going to raid their market. And they would tell all their buddies, here's what's going to happen, and other institutions, and then they would go ahead at the same time, and the specs would get slaughtered. And this is against the law, and this is why we have antitrust laws in the United States.
That's right. Well, absolutely. I think people should definitely take a look at that testimony that you gave before the CFTC. Very interesting indeed. And the Andrew McGuire story is also extremely interesting. And I know a lot of people are interested in that. But let's talk a little bit more about the reason for this gold manipulation. And why is this being done? Why is the price being suppressed?
Well, it's a good question. Again, it's really pretty simple. What happens every time the price of gold soars? What is the commentary? It's always the same. It's related to too much inflation, a crisis of some sort. It's bad for the dollar. It's all negatives for the politicians in Wall Street and the investment people on Wall Street. It's like a barometer of U.S. financial market health. And I think it was 1993, we have Fed minutes in which Alan Greenspan calls gold a thermometer. And if you can affect the thermometer, you can affect people's expectations about the market. One of a friend of mine in London a few months ago was at a meeting when Paul Volcker spoke, our former Fed chairman. And Volcker was happy and cheery until this fellow mentioned gold, and he got stern and started walking. He turned around and he said, gold is the enemy.
Well, that's a pretty good summary of the situation, isn't it? So tell us about the history of GATA.
Well, again, and that's why they manipulate the price, because they're trying to dampen dampen any thoughts that things are wrong, with the in the United States economy, financial markets, and so on. So anyway, we've been fighting a good fight, as I said, for 11 years now, and we've had three major international conferences in Durban, South Africa, and Dawson City in the Yukon, and Washington. We've gone to Washington many times. We've gone to the Republicans, the Democrats, and tried to point this out. But we're taking on the rich and powerful, and the press doesn't want to hear about it. Nobody wants to hear about it. Gold's about as secret of an operation as you can ever imagine. My colleague Chris Powell said the United States would rather give away our nuclear secrets than explain what they're doing in the gold market. So we're suing the Fed. It's in the United States District Court and Freedom of Information Act appeal because they refuse to tell us anything about any of their gold swap operations because the Fed says it's secret. But we say it's the American people's gold and we have a right to know what's going on. And of course, that's part of our what we do.
Right. Well, analysts differ on exactly what the price of gold should be at this current time, but all of them agree that it should be much, much higher than it actually is. And it is like a beach ball, trying to keep a beach ball underwater. It's going to pop up at some point. So when do you think that's going to take place, and how long do you think they can continue to manipulate the market?
Well, if even the Wall Street people acknowledge that gold kept pace with inflation, it would be $2,300 an ounce, and at $1,200 an ounce, that's how much the gold cartel has affected the price. Had it been left to trade freely, that's probably where it would be. At our Gold Rush 21 conference in August 2005, I stated that I felt it would take a price of $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce to clear the market, and we've gone up every year for 10 years. And it's very hard to know short term exactly what it's going to do, except we're going to go up and up and up and up because the bad guys, as I call them, this gold cartel is running out of enough available central bank gold to meet surging demand in the gold market and in the silver market. And so all they're doing is delaying the inevitable, and what we call like it's like a managed retreat for them. And gold's a very tiny market compared to all the other financial markets, but it resonates, it stands out, it's a beacon. And that's the reason when it's moving, it's quoted all the time because it's simplistic. Gold is what it is, just gold. It's not got complicated in and of itself. What's going on around it, now that's a whole different story.
It certainly is. Well, just finally here, tell us a little bit about the Andrew McGuire story and any update you have to that story.
Well, Andrew McGuire thought he would speak before the CFTC's in London. He's a former Goldman Sachs guy. He's in the gold business, and they wouldn't let him testify at this March 25th hearing, so they got his statement to myself, which I read to the surprise of everybody, and I showed everybody the emails and what Andrew McGuire had to say, and he told the CFTC in advance was going to happen. My testimony that day was the only one on this webcast all over the world that was blanked out. I mean, unbelievable. Only my testimony was not allowed to be seen at the time, and then the next day, Andrew McGuire and his wife were hit by a car in London, and it was a helicopter chase, and the guy hit two other cars to try to get away. But he's still involved talking about it with people. He's being interviewed quite a bit. There's going to be a lot of excitement, which will be announced in the weeks ahead, and your listeners and viewers can stay tuned, and you can give them an update, because we think it's going to be pretty exciting.
It is a very exciting story, and I am looking forward to hearing more about that, and I certainly, of course, hope that Andrew McGuire is okay and safe and sound, but a very exciting and interesting story that people should keep their eyes on. Well, I guess GATA.org is a good place to go for people to find more information about this, but if they're looking for even more information, I understand the Gold Rush 21 conference is available on DVD.
Yeah, all that's available, and I have my own website, lemetropolecafe.com, which people can sign up for a two-week free trial if they have any interest.
All right. Well, Bill Murphy, GATA.org, thank you so much for joining me today.
And thank you, James. Enjoyed it.